Before CBA Mobile.
We're about home, 2 or 3 blocks, but just want to say good evening, and 0-2.
Evening to you there, Mr. Tom.
Scratchy area there, bud.
Well, yeah, when I'm right there at the end of the subdivision road and Pheasant Ridge Drive and Rutherford Road, it's scratchy right there for some reason. I was just asking how Bernice was doing.
N0TR. Well, thanks, Dave. She just had a vascular ultrasound, and so we won't know for about 3 days. They're just doing it because she's got that surgery coming up later this year, and we hope it turns out good.
I'm sure, and I know there's a lot of people praying for her, and we're just praying everything goes go like it's supposed to, and it'll accomplish all that it needs to for her. So anyway, I guess she hadn't had to slap you around too much with the frying pan today, has she?
She kind of gave me a bye today. I think because I took her to Subway just now, you know, gourmet supper.
Yeah. And I tell you, I remember the first sub I had was, I can't remember the name of the place, but it was over there on Poinsett's, right there at Cherrydale. And it was in a building on the other side of the road from where Cherrydale is, and you know, off to itself. And but man, they had the best subs when they piled the meat on. Golly day, I think I got a roast beef sub most of the time. It was just incredible. But anyway, those were the days. But, you know, I found out Subway makes a good sandwich, a good salad, and a great salad, as a matter of fact, and of course, you can have it, you know, done to your liking, and it's really good.
We've been to a couple other ones lately, that fire sign, or what is it called? And then Jersey Mike's, we went to that. Patrick said it was good. Wasn't nothing wrong with it. I don't think they compare with Subway, and neither is Bernice. They got it down, and they really stack it on there, whatever you want. Really enjoyed it. Met a nice lady there that lives just north of us, and we visited with her a little while. And echocardiogram takes quite a while for that one. It took about 45 minutes to an hour. So I was ready to get something to eat. I was hungry, Dave. Well, there's the cold front is bringing another batch of thunderstorms in. It's west of us right now. Then tomorrow, I guess the hurricane's going to start drifting in. So you be careful out there, and I'll let you go for now. We need to get out of the car. We're just sitting here in the carport. And thanks for all the best wishes and prayers, and we appreciate it. And we just got our fingers crossed because she's got a heart murmur, but she's had it a long time, so I don't think it's going to be an issue about this surgery. We've got to wait long enough as it is. Take care, Dave. KB4CBA and 0TR. Be clear with your final.
Well, usually the heart murmurs aren't a big deal. I'm not a doctor, but I had one doctor tell me I had a heart murmur, and then I had another one look at me and say, "You don't have a heart murmur." He said, "I don't know what that doctor's talking about," but anyway, so. we'll talk to you later. And yeah, y'all don't need to sit out there in the car. Talk to me all day long. 73 Zen Zero TR KB4 CPA Mobile.
Debbie Pool and DQ in Greenville, South Carolina, still going kind of quiet here. It hadn't gotten down this far yet, over.
I didn't catch your call, KB4 CBA. Name's David. I guess you're talking about the storm. Oh, man. You know what happened last time? They predicted we were going to get remnants from hurricane, but, I mean, what's that thing called? Tropical storm. Hurricane, I guess. So, I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. But, boy, I tell you, I hope they're wrong about the winds on Friday, because, you know, 60-mile-an-hour winds, that's not going to be any fun, especially if you got a antenna.
This is W4 in Norway, Texas, Quebec, Guinea, and Simpsonville, South Carolina, southeast corner, and it's calm, pretty calm here. Well, the wind started to move there, but it's been okay here. I've been in the house all day, and I've talked to you before on the net, anyhow, and so I'm just in here watching things going by and see what happens here. I've talked to you, see, before. This is W4, Norway, Texas, Quebec.
I think it's W4 NTQ, and I hope you got that right. And yeah, well, I'm headed to play tennis, so, you know, we might get, you know, some rain. But right now, everything's fine over here. I just left Taylor's, and I'm headed up Haywood Road, up the big hill to Pelham. And Beacon Hill is a known, and but anyway, may not get to play very long, but hopefully we'll get to play a little bit.
Just before I take you, yeah, I'll let you go. I'm gonna get ready to see what I got to eat my patch here. I haven't eaten too much all day, but we got plenty to eat here, just by myself and all that, and I'll be, if I make it the next month, October the 20th, next month, I'll be 100 years old over there, or...
Holy cow, well, I'm just going to give you a happy early birthday, and, you know... If I were you, I'd be like that guy that Willard Scott, you know, he used to recognize birthdays and on the Today Show, and he was talking to one guy, and he was 104 that day. He says, "Well, you think you're gonna die this year?" He said, "No." He said, "Why is that?" He said, "Well, how many people you hear dying in 104?"
I retired over 20 years ago from working in a newspaper back-end shop, a printing department in a newspaper about 50 years down in southeastern North Carolina. My handle is Eddie, by the way. That's not my correct name, but that's what I'm going by. I've been Hammond over 50 years, I guess. long time anyhow. And been retired, I say, over 20. I'm down in this part of the world because of my daughter lives here, and she stays close to a bed. I get a little company every day when I need it, over.
Oh, Roger, and I tell you, making that 100-year mark is, man, that's something to celebrate right there. And when did you get your ticket for AM radio?
Exactly what year it was right now, but it's between World War II and Korea War. I was in both of them, and I thought I had my AM license the last part of World War II, but I believe it was between them, between World War II and there, and I got it wrote down somewhere. My mind and hearing is not too good a shape, though.
I hope mine's half as good as yours. If I ever make it to 100, and I think you're doing great. And so probably around somewhere between 45 and 1945 and 50, 1950, I guess. Somewhere in that neighborhood. So, yeah, you're talking about 75 years. Oh, my goodness. I tell you. Well, and I'm just curious, what kind of radio and antenna are you using here for 2 meters FM?
Look, this is Yazoo FT-2980 is just barefoot. It's about, what, 60 watts, 70? Well, I got a meter here that says 60 watts, I think, or 50 watts. And I got a 12-element Viva pointed torch. We're from Greenville, this thing is from Greenville. I've got them hanging up there. I just moved up in this area, and I haven't got all my radio equipment up there yet, and I'm sure it's not going to climb no trees anymore. But that's it there. Yeah, I got my license sometime between World War II and Korean War. And yet, my mind's not the best in the world in this age either.
I hope your antenna does well in this wind. That was always my biggest fear. When I had a tower, I didn't have a huge beam on it. But, I mean, it was a 15-element Cushcraft, but it was for 2 meters. So it was long, but it did pretty well in the wind. I was it was up about 56 feet. Oh, me. But I don't have that anymore. And I moved into a HOA, and they don't allow that kind of stuff. But I have a Carolina Wyndham up in the trees, about 50 feet. And I tell you, it does a great job. I'm really enjoying using it. All right, well, I'm here at the sports club, so I'm going to have to bail out of here on you and say 73s. And you have a good rest of the evening, and take care of these next 2 days as weather comes through here. If it hits like they say it's going to hit. So, anyway, we'll just have to sit back, and I guess we're along for the ride. But good to talk to you. And you take care. I'll clear out after your final. KB4CPA.
KB4CPA, I believe it. PA. I've got it wrote down here from previous conversations. And all that. Let you go, and I'm going to go get. See what I get out of the refrigerator or the steel or whatever that we got in here, and get a little something to eat before it gets any worse. I've been in the Coast Guard during World War II, and come out of that, went and joined the Navy, and I was in the Navy during the Korean War, and I've been in the Air Force Auxiliary for a lot of years, so I've been in military, around the military, between weekends, I reckon, a lot of weekend stuff. But we was raised down in Southport, North Carolina, and White Bull, down there, and well, that's where I put most of my time. Good to hear you, and again, and I don't say I've talked to you before on this frequency. This is WNTQ, and
I just want to say thank you for your service, and